I am going to continue the thread of metta. So beautifully introduced this quality and this practice yesterday. And I'm going to follow from that. Metta. That can be translated as friendliness, as kindness, loving kindness, goodwill. And it really is a capacity we all have as human beings. We all have it. It's not that we have it or not have it. We all have it. It comes with our birth into this earth. Actually, sometimes I have the image of the heart as like being a spring from which love wants to flow abundantly, uninterruptedly. And sometimes also I have the image of the body as being the material channel from which love manifests in the world. So this capacity to love, to express love, is inherent to our nature. It comes with being human. Intrinsically, it's part of us. We don't have to acquire it. It's part of our nature. So if it is part of our nature, why is it that we don't feel it continuously or more often? Why is it? I've asked myself this question many times. Why is it that the heart is not open all the time, flowing, love is not flowing through me all the time? Well, it may be because we don't live in a perfect world. We haven't landed on a perfect world. And when we were children, we didn't receive unconditional love all the time. Even the best parents cannot offer that with the best intentions. It is impossible, even doing the best. So through not receiving unconditional love, through sometimes trauma and other times abuse, and the heart of a child shrinks, contracts, closes, and creates defense mechanisms to protect it. And then it is our task to open that closed heart, to unblock that blocked heart, to remove what has been put in order to defend it. Sometimes I see this path as a path of healing of the heart, a path of opening the heart, a heart that wants to be open for love to flow from it and to be poured onto the world. And just walking this path, that will happen organically and naturally. That will happen. It's part of what we are doing here. And it may be one of the reasons why you came here, or even the main reason why you came here. But there are specific practices to facilitate this process. And this is why we are offering this metta meditation in this time. And Zoha went through some of the traditional categories in which we work in this meditation. The easy person or being who can feel that love to oneself. And today I'm going to introduce another category, which is a neutral person, which is actually most people we encounter in a daily basis. A neutral person. You know, years ago I read a book by a anthropologist. He had a thesis that most of the maladies in the world were due to us living in cities. So there was a jump from tribal living to cities. And we don't know most people we live with. We don't know them. And he suggested that we feel some anxiety living within strangers. We don't know if they are going to hurt us or take things from us. We feel unsafe. That is his thesis. I don't actually agree. And it's obvious he didn't practice metta meditation or any other spiritual practice. Because you can live in a city and really feel very connected to everybody and feel that bond of love with all people. But it's true that we can put almost all people we encounter into the other. They are the other. We don't really feel much about them. And this category, the neutral person, is added to the metta practice in order to challenge that otherness. That otherness. Because in the end, we are all connected. We are all like brothers and sisters living on this planet. But we have to go a little bit underneath the surface to feel that connection with everybody. And then love can flow, even within, among strangers. So let's adopt our posture for meditation. Just holding your body in a way that allows your back, your torso to be upright with a sense of comfort and ease. It's really important for this type of meditation to feel comfortable in your body. And to hold your body with kindness. Allowing your body to breathe with ease. You may want to feel the movement of the breath in your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out with ease, with comfort. Breathing with kindness. And I am going to start by inviting you to bring to your mind the image of someone who has loved you or who loves you. Someone who has cared for you or who cares for you. It may be a family member, a partner, a dear friend, a teacher or mentor, or it may be someone who, at some point when you were struggling or needed help, helped you without asking anything in return. Or it may be an imaginal figure like Jesus or the Buddha. Or someone who embodies this quality of metta, of goodwill, friendliness, in a high degree like the Dalai Lama, for example. And you may want to imagine this person or this being in front of you, looking at you. We can look at him or her . Can we allow ourselves to be touched by the love of this person or being we receive his, her love. And relax into that love. Allowing that love into our body with the in-breath. Letting it soak our body, our being with the out-breath. And looking at this person or being and wishing him or her well. We want to say, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And may you be happy. Wishing well to this person or being who really cares for you. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. And resting in those good wishes, you may want to tune into your heart, see how it feels after these good wishes, and accepting however it feels. Always holding yourself in kindness. And allowing the image of this person or being fade from your mind. We want to reconnect with your breath or with the general sense of your body sitting, breathing, feeling. breathing with ease. Breathing with kindness. And now I want to invite you to bring an image of yourself into your mind. And it may be yourself as you are now in this moment, sitting in this hall. Or it may be an image of yourself in times of difficulty, in times of challenge. When you most needed a kind word, a kind gesture. And saying to yourself, may I be safe. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be happy. Wishing well for yourself. And again, may I be safe. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be happy. And again, extending these good wishes to yourself. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be happy. Noticing how you feel after these good wishes to yourself. And again, accepting in kindness, however you feel. And allowing the image of yourself to fade from your mind. And maybe reconnecting with your breath or another anchor useful for you. Or with a sense of your whole body sitting, breathing in kindness. Breathing in with kindness. Breathing out with kindness. And now I'm going to invite you to bring to your mind the image of someone whose face is familiar to you, but a person that you don't know actually. You may even don't know his or her name. You don't know his or her personal circumstances. But you may see that person frequently in your life, at times, maybe even every day. It can be the shopkeeper, the bus driver, someone commuting with you, maybe a neighbor. Or a colleague at work who you don't know that well. So maybe choosing one of those neutral people in your life. And imagining that person is sitting in front of you. looking at that person. Really knowing that even though we don't know anything about that person, we do know that that person doesn't want to live in danger. So you may want to say, "May you be safe," really wishing this person to live in safety. Even though we don't know anything about that person, we know that that person will get ill, will suffer from illness. So wishing him or her, "May you be healthy." We don't know the particular circumstances of that person, but we do know that that person will encounter challenges, difficulties, painful situations in his or her life. Saying to him, to her, "May you live with ease," sending that good wish, living with ease. Even though we don't know the name of that person, we know that he or she wants to live a meaningful life, wants to love and be loved. So wishing him, her, "May you be happy. May you really be happy in this life." So again, "May you be safe." "May you be healthy." "May you live with ease." "May you be happy." And again, "May you be safe." "May you be healthy." "May you live with ease." "May you be happy." And allowing the image of this person to fade from your mind now. And returning for a moment to your body, to the breath, to the sense of the body breathing in kindness. And now, finally, I'm going to invite you to bring to your mind the image of all the people living in the village or city that you live, or the area. Most of them unknown to you. Most probably you will not know them in your life. But knowing that all of them share with you similar hopes and fears. Connected to you by their human nature, and wishing them well. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. And again, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. Last time, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. Allowing the image to disappear from your mind. Just bringing a kind attention to your body, sitting, breathing, alive and sensitive.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.